Hello, Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Well, you guys pop up as spam when you call.
Oh, thank you for letting me know. I'll definitely go ahead and let our tech team know that that's how it pops up.
Okay.
Do you mind me asking which provider, which cell phone provider you have?
Cricket.
Cricket? Okay. Thank you for letting me know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I did have an appointment set here for you to contact and reach out regarding possible Google Guarantee activation. Have you considered this for your organization previously?
No, but other people are calling me from other companies, like trying to sell me on it. And mm-hmm. I always said no. I never found out the price and how much it cost or anything. And I was like, if I go with anybody, it's going to be who I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Like, I've been with you guys for how many years?
Oh, you've been with us for 3 years. Yeah, and I was your original sales agent. I've since been moved up to a floor manager now. But you've been with us for quite
three.
Some time, Mike. Yeah.
I think it's been almost like 5 or 6.
Well, let's see. Maybe the last time we changed your package and billing was 3 years ago. Let me see here. Yeah, we have, 4 years. Yeah, we have you since 2022. Yep.
2022.
So at some point we changed your package and then it like reset your time, but you've been with us for a long time. We appreciate that loyalty.
Yep, you're welcome. Yep.
You're welcome. And we've got a great price point for you. So are you familiar with Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed at all?
No.
Okay, so if you were to do a search right now for electrician in your area, at the very tippy top of the page, there's going to be a search result produced, Mike, that says sponsored. This is always shows at the top. It's only for select companies that have gone through the Google verification process, formerly known as Google Guarantee, local service ad. And it's also the organization. It's the top pay-per-lead program. How this differs, like from Angie, Stumptack, Porch, House, all of those other pay-per-lead programs is A, the leads are exclusive. You don't share them. They only come directly to you. Secondly, you only pay when a lead is considered qualified and price point set. Okay. So normally there is a process for the application that Google requires. So Google requires an application with a background check. Just a couple of housekeeping pieces. I'm sure you have $100K in general liability insurance.
Oh yeah.
$10 million. Yeah. I mean, usually you do and then you're bonded and like that, but we just have to make sure. You have the PA State Home Improvement Contractors Registration.
Yep.
You could pass the background check.
Yep.
No felonies in the last 7 years.
Nope.
Okay. You have a United States Social Security number and a PA driver's license.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay. So the upfront cost on this, like to new customers who come into Local Splash for the application is a $500 application fee. Because you've been with us for so long, we cut that in half. So it's a one-time $250 application fee in order to get it going. Application processing, what terms and conditions state, is a max of 4 to 8 weeks. It does not usually take that long. I just have to tell you what the T's and C's say. Application itself is literally like 5 minutes max to fill out. In fact, my agent can even help you fill it out if you want, because we already have most of your documents on file. You would just have to disclose Social Security number and driver's license number. If you want her to fill it out, she'll do that. But what this is going to do is this is going to go ahead and put you in that approved piece at the very top of the page. Now, what sets these companies apart is the fact that they have had the background check and that Google is backing them with their specific guarantees. So they're saying, hey, these organizations, these are the top in their field and in this specific area. So when a consumer goes to this section on Google, they know that they're getting a company that's been verified by Google. They have that little green check mark next to their name, and that this was the section formerly known as Google Guarantee. So these people are trusted. Mm-hmm. They're safe to enter into other people's homes, and that they're going to get a quality service. Now, the reason that the process would probably be expedited in your particular case is because, A, we've already laid such strong foundation for your organization. We already have Google Business Profile in place. We don't have to worry about building that from the ground up. We just have a number of of things already in place for your organization. So as long as you get application in quickly, I can see it moving very fast for you. It does have a requirement of 5 verified 5-star reviews. You have minimum 32 already. You're in perfectly good standing. So this is only going to elevate and accentuate what you already have going, because it's going to give you a second position on the first page of Google, but at the very top. Now, the beauty of this section is that when the calls come in, like I said, they're all coming directly to you. It's not like HomeAdvisor where a call comes in to us and then we decide who it goes to and how many it goes to. When people are calling you from this section, it's because they see you there based on your own merits and they're choosing to contact you directly. And you're not automatically charged when the phone rings either. So the cool thing about this is that there's specific criteria that Google has set in place that has to happen in order for it to be considered a qualified call. Okay. So Let me just knock the pricing out real quick for this, what the cost per call or per lead is on this, and then I'll jump into how it exactly works and how we're able to filter these calls. So the upfront cost on this, once you've been completely Google Guarantee approved, is going to be an activation budget of $364. This is a 13 lead budget, and your cost per qualified lead is $28. So once you're approved, you pay the $364, and it sits like in an escrow account, if you will. Have you ever bought a house?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how that works. They only take what they need from that budget. Okay. So the 364 is there. And as you begin taking the leads on and they're considered qualified, then the $28 is going to come off of that. So the options that we have available here are very, very distinct. Google has set the rules in place and they actually have AI listening to each one of those calls in order to ensure that it is a qualified call coming directly to you. Meaning, if it's a sales call, a solicitation call, a spam call, or a robocall, it's automatically unqualified. You would not be charged. Right. If somebody is seeking employment with your company, that's not a qualified call. If somebody is asking for a service you don't provide. So the keywords are very specific with Electrician for Google Verified, and you can either turn them on or turn them off. So, for example, if you have electric charging station installation turned off, and somebody calls you for that keyword, you would not be charged. That's not a qualified lead. It's not listed in your profile as a service that you offer. Okay?
Because it's turned off.
Yep, because it's turned off. Now, what we do is we qualify you for all of the keywords to start, and then before your ad goes live, we let you pick and choose. If you want all, some, couple, you know, you can turn them on or off at will as well. So it's very flexible within the keyword selection. Also, if it's coming from outside of your service radius, because we help you to pick your service radius very specifically, which I can see in your account that you recently just reset your boundaries and where you're going with the advertisement. So we will be very specific with that. If you get a call outside of your service radius and you turn the job down, obviously you would not be charged for that. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's extremely rare that you would even get a call outside of your service radius simply because you won't pop up in areas that you're not qualified to serve in. Okay?
Okay.
They would have to be searching pretty hard, and they have to call that specific call tracking number in order to for that to even come up for you. So what is considered a qualified call is, A, if somebody is asking for pricing over the phone and you give the pricing over the phone, or B, if you set a face-to-face appointment with the client. Okay?
Okay.
Those are the only two instances.
That's a qualified call.
Those are qualified calls. And AI is automatically listening to disqualify any calls that are not active and that are not meeting this criteria. But in addition to that, Mike, we also have our own team in place, and you have access through the back end of the app and the dashboard, which I understand they're going to be taking you through a little bit later just to review the review selection and how to gain and gather more 5-star reviews. So we take you through this. So in the event that one slipped through the cracks, because obviously it's a robot, it's not human, you know, if something slipped through the cracks, then we have the ability to dispute it directly with our rep at Google, and we take that on your behalf and get that allocated back to your budget. No worries. Okay?
Yeah.
And then once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, Mike, what will happen is we'll go ahead and let you know if Google recommends if you're eligible for any max lead bidding, meaning if for certain jobs or certain areas, if you wanted to bid beyond the $28 per qualified lead, then you have the option to do that. Or if you wanted to rank at the top, maybe if there's been like some specific type of storm or something that's come through your area. Once in a while, the providers within your area will be willing to pay, say, $56 per qualified lead or whatever it is that they are willing to pay above and beyond the 28 in order to show at the top. And you can compete at a higher level if you choose to. It's not required, and you don't have to increase the 364 budget if you want to bid at a higher rate.
364 is good for what? As long as...
That's a 13 lead budget. So the way that it works is say you only take on two leads for the month, because you can pause anytime you want. Okay. So for example, we cut it on and if you leave it as is and you don't touch it at all, it's going to come through at approximately three leads a week. Okay. But if you are a guy who's an owner operator and you're only taking on a couple leads a week yourself because now you're booked, you know, you've got jobs, you can pause it in between. So say you take on two calls, you've got two jobs booked, you know, for a fact you're going to be busy for 3 weeks. You can pause the leads, and wherever you pause it is where the budget stops. It doesn't keep rolling. It doesn't keep moving. You can still get calls from that area, but they're going to call your regular business line. It won't come through the Google call tracking number for that. Okay.
Right.
So
it could also come through the local Splash tracking number because that's on my website.
Yep, absolutely.
That's not connected to the Google tracking number.
To the Google Guarantee. No, it's separate. So the way that they have the Google Guarantee tracking number set up is it's a rotating number. It's not always the same. That way competitors can't blow through your budget either. Okay. They do it all to protect you. But with this, so say you only use two leads, that's only $56. Say you only use two leads for the entire month that you're booked out, you know, or 6 weeks, 8 weeks. So when you turn it back on, you're only responsible for paying for the budget that you actually used, to bring the threshold back up to 364. So if you use all 13 leads in a month, then obviously you've made a minimum of like $3,600. We're looking for 10-to-1 return on investment minimum. Then that's not a problem to bring your budget back up, right? So
right. Now, do I have to call to redo it?
Oh, no. It's all automatic, and we're contacting you. You'll have an account manager that's going to be managing this account for you specifically and making sure that everything is completely squared away.
Okay. So it's like I pause it. I don't want it on for, you know, I'm busy and I got other work from my builder that I work for and all this.
Right.
And, I pause it for a couple months and then I come back.
Yep.
I'll have to recap before.
No. We'll already have brought you back up. We'll already have contacted you, or you may have to recap. But I mean, usually we're pretty on top of it. At least once a month, you're going to be hearing from our Google Guarantee account management team to make sure that everything is in good standing, that you don't have any, rejections, that you don't want to reject any numbers or any calls. And we're going to go ahead and let you know how much of your budget you spent and how much we're charging. All of those things are kept up front.
So the Google Guarantee is like, I don't have to pay $364 a month.
You don't. Nope. Not if you're not using that budget. Absolutely not. You don't.
Okay.
Yeah, and you've got it down perfectly. You can use it at will as filler, in between what your builder's giving you, what you're already getting from Local Splash, all of those sorts of things. You can use this just to sprinkle and fill in the gaps. Absolutely. And you can crank it too. Like say you bring on a couple guys and you guys just want to hit it hard. You can increase. You can get 13 leads in a week. You could, you know what I mean? Like you can turn the volume up or turn the volume down depending on what the needs of the organization are.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready to get it going?
Yeah, I am. Can I talk to my wife first?
Yeah, absolutely. In order to get everything
cool with it, because I know she is. I say let's do it. Let's sign up. Let's get it going. But
okay.
She also wants you to contact her, or her to contact you. She wants. So I tell her what you guys do for me. She's like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, when I look on the reviews and other people say they have bad experience with Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that's other people. I'm like, I haven't had a bad experience.
Yeah, and where you, where it depends on where she's looking for those reviews as well, kind of like what's going on with that, you know, because this is the thing with Google, like, yeah, they can go on and competitors go on all the time, have gone on before and have written nasty stuff about us. But if you want to look at actual like verified reviews that for our organization, the BBB is the place to look. In 21 years, we've had like a handful, I don't know, like 17 complaints or something like that. Like they have verified.
They're going to have complaints no matter what.
Exactly. But you look up Disneyland's reviews and you could see, you know what I mean? It's the happiest place on earth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And they're still busy as hell.
You know what I'm saying? And we totally get that. Yeah. So what is it that you need us to call her and talk with her about?
Can I give her your number?
Yeah, I mean, or the account manager should be able to handle it. Ruben should be able to handle it for you, depending
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I have someone's number. I have Local Splash program on my phone, so I'll just give her that number.
Yeah, absolutely. And whatever questions she has, Ruben can go ahead and handle those. So, today, in order to get started, I'm just going to charge the $250 application fee. I'm going to send you the application. And then from there, Mike, what's going to happen is we're going to go ahead and, we're going to go ahead and do your client onboarding. So do you want my agent to help you fill out the application or are you going to do that on your own?
I could probably do it on my own. You
okay.
Need to email it to me?
Yeah, I'll email it and text it over to you. It's pretty straightforward. It's going to just ask for all those things that I just asked to verify that you have, right? And then...
Well, here, have your agent do it. We could do it on the phone right now, right?
Sure.
Or we have to wait.
Let me see. I was going to schedule the onboarding call for you, but, I mean, I can help you fill it out right now if you want.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let me go ahead and do that. Hold on one second.
I gotta get back to work after this.
I understand. That darn job, huh?
You know it.
I'm
kind of working at home, and I'm like time crunches. I'm never home, and trying to get a lot of shit done today.
Uh-huh.
Is it a lot? I got a tractor coming. I got to make room for that. I got to finish this doghouse. Like, this doghouse, I'd say, like, you could pack, like, 12 people in here. That's how big this doghouse is.
Wow. That's crazy.
We have a big dog.
What kind of dog is it?
It's a German Belgian Malinois. It's a protective, and it's an attack dog. It's my wife's.
Oh, good.
Dog. Yeah.
Is your wife a nurse? Did you tell me your wife's a nurse?
No, she's a dog trainer.
She's a dog trainer. Okay. Oh, so that's
yeah, she has a website, too. Reflective Canine, I think. I can't remember the name of it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she does
now,
pretty good.
Is your name officially Michael, like on your documentation?
Michael, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm filling
the third.
Yeah. Okay. And then the email address is theyellowwirenuts@gmail.com.
Yep.
And then the business name, is there any LLC or anything? There's not, right?
No, it's just sole proprietor for now.
Got it. I'm just filling out all the information that I already have on you here, which is like, I already have like your home address and all of those sorts of things.
Wait, you have my new home address?
I have, what's on the business document?
I don't know.
Okay. It's probably, if you haven't changed anything, then it's probably the 1311 Scenery Drive.
Yeah, that's all. Yep.
But if that's what's on the business doc, that's what we want to post. We don't want to change it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we just want to leave it to get you through this process and go ahead and move it along. That way there's no issue. Okay. What year was the business established?
I think 2014, 2015.
2014 or 15, which is it?
Fuck, I say 14. I can't remember.
What is your EIN number for the business?
That's my social. Because I'm not an LLC or anything, so that's my social.
Cool. What's your social?
159-70-6956.
Got it. State incorporation is PA. Okay, let me see if we have the certificate of insurance here in the back office. Give me just a second. If not, then I may need you to send that, but I think...
You might need a new updated one, right?
Yeah, we might. Okay. Yeah, I think we're definitely going to need the new one. So, cool.
You there?
Yeah, no, I'm totally here. Put me on speaker and then you can send that over via email. Let me do this for you, Mike. I'm going to go ahead and send you an email so you can just respond directly to it and throw the docs in there. Give me 1 minute. Send docs here. Please reply here. Okay. Here we go. All right. I've gone ahead and sent you the email. So give me just a minute here. All right, I'm ready whenever you, I'm going to need the license and the, for the insurance, we need the Accord document is the one that they're looking for.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay. So it's within your, let me do this. Hold on.
I can forward you this.
Here, I can send you this. Hold on just 1 second.
I don't know how to,
Here, I'm going to show you. I'm going to send you a text with the example of what we're looking for. Okay.
What? No.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out. What's that?
No, that you sent me?
Uh-huh.
Is it? Like, because I can't go to it and then try to, like, I'm not tech savvy.
Okay, I tried to make it easy for you so you could just go into that email and then just link the docs there. But that's no worry. You can send them over however is most convenient for you. Or do you want me to just send you my email address?
Just tell me at once. I'll write it in.
Okay, got it. Let me know when you're ready.
Ready.
A, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, L as in love, S as in Sam, O as in octopus, N as in Nancy, so A Nelson, at localsplash.com.
At locals.
Mm-hmm.
A. .com. That's good. And if you want to send me something that you have.
Yeah, I sent you a text with the link. I sent you a text with the link so you're able to see what the example looks like. It's the Accord document. That's the one that they need.
That's what I just sent you.
Oh, cool. Okay, cool. Amazing. All right, let me just refresh this. Yahoo! Okay, this is perfect. And then go ahead and send me over your license as well.
How do you want that? I just give you my number?
We need a copy of it. So you could just send, not your driver's license, they'll need your driver's license later. What I need is the business license, the PA home registration. What was it? Hold on, let me go back in. PA State Home Improvement Contractors Registration. I need that.
I don't know where the fuck that is.
I love your honesty. Okay.
In this file cabinet. Oh, fuck.
Okay, it's okay. Let me see here. Hold on a second.
Definitely. You guys should have it.
Yeah, I know we should. That's what I'm trying to figure out right now. This is your insurance endorsement. Let me see here. Hold on a minute. Let me try this one. I've got a different document here that's a little bit different. Let's see if this one's it. Nope, that was the Accord document. Okay. All right. I can have them look for it. We can go ahead and set, what is the business license number?
Yeah, hold on that. I gotta look it up. I have it though. Fuck me. I think it's never here. I might have it in my truck.
Okay, take your time. Go ahead and get a look for it, because we definitely need it. I have stuff on the insurance here, but of course this is the most updated one, so we'll go ahead and get that. While you're looking for that, let me see what else I need. Is the business BBB accredited?
Yep.
It is? Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and grab that then.
No idea where. I don't know how I'm going to find it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I got the number. It's on my, here's my license number. It's 171.
Okay, let me go back up there. Hold on. 171?
53.
53?
353.
353. And then when is the expiration date for the business license?
Oh, that should be, I don't know. I guess I have to look it up.
Okay.
I think I renewed it last year for a couple years.
Okay.
I have to have my wife look that up.
Okay. Okay. No worries. Yeah. We can definitely, go back in and add that in as soon as you have that. No worries. Let me see here. Okay, I have the new service radius. Here we go. And then, okay. You're the only business owner, right? Okay. And I have this as well. What is your birth date?
Huh?
Birthday?
7/14/78.
Okay. Got that.
Oh, no, I'm trying to count money. I got to pay someone.
Yeah, no worries at all.
Fuck, I had it on me. I got to pay my heating guy.
No worries.
That's it right there. Now my wallet's empty. Got more cash. All right.
Okay. So I went ahead and submitted the application. Once you get your wife you're able to download it off the internet to send it in to us, that would be great. I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client onboarding call for this. Give me just a second here. All right. So for today, I have an appointment time at 5 or 5:30 with the technician, or we can push it till tomorrow.
Yeah, push it till tomorrow because I got shit to do today.
Got you. Does 11 a.m. work for you?
Yeah, we can shoot for that.
Okay, so I'll have Ruben give you a call then, and then if your wife has any questions, we can go ahead and square it away at that time as well, okay?
Thanks.
All right, thanks, Mike. You have a great day. Welcome to Google Guarantee.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.